Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Land Paths, a nonprofit dedicated to fostering a love of the land, has announced the acquisition of Ocean Song, a 421-acre property situated in the coastal hills of western Sonoma County. Joining me by phone to talk about this is the Land Paths Executive Director, Craig Anderson. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for joining us, Craig. Maybe we can start with talking about the Ocean Song property itself out in western Sonoma County and what inspired Land Paths to acquire it.
Well, Charlie, 2 years ago, in fact, it was within a week after the Tubbs fire had started, it was important enough that County Supervisor Linda Hopkins gathered a small group of us together. Bill Keene, the head of the Open Space District, Bert Whitaker, Director of Regional Parks, myself, and an attorney representing the landowner at the time, and we met out at Ocean Song. It was the first time, actually, Linda had seen Ocean Song, and even with the smoke from the Tubbs fire in the air, she could see that the property itself and the vistas, which extend on the southwest, the Farallon Islands to Point Reyes to Mount Tam, to the corner of Mount Diablo. I mean, you literally see most of the bay from the top of the ridge.
Hmm.
Everybody was stunned, and everybody seemed interested. But at the time, the other agencies, although very interested in the project, realized that they had some other priorities. We discussed this internally and decided that we would see if we couldn't, if you will, put together some sort of a project to take Ocean Song from the existing ownership at the time, which was owned by a gentleman from Southern California, a private party, and see if after literally, you know, nearly 50 years of ownership, we could translate Ocean Song to being publicly, and that is through the virtue of our nonprofit, publicly owned and owned by a local organization that's accountable to our people. In addition, Ocean Song itself is, you know, as you mentioned, over 400 acres of wilderness. It's pastoral land, it's barns, it's beautiful flower gardens, habitat gardens, hiking trails. What's really interesting, I think, about and compelling about this particular project is if we're able, which we are currently pursuing, to not only purchase Ocean Song, which once again sort of bookmarked by the fires. It closed escrow 2 days before the Kincade fire started.
Hmm.
We're going to try to buy the next door property, and the next door property is owned by the family that initially started Ocean Song back in the 1970s, the Myers family. And they've been wonderful community partners. Peter and his wife built Ocean Song, had to sell it off some years ago. And now what we'd like to do is reunite, if you will, reunite the old Ocean Song of the 70s and not just have the 420-plus acres, but actually have just under 800 acres of protected land that has trails on it. And someday, with a very rigorous public planning process to hear from all voices and to get the needed permits to do so, which, frankly, have never been the property's never been permitted for the type of public use that it had. And so what we'd like to do is to start from square one and do it right, protect the property, and allow public access that's appropriate to the site. And one of the ways that it can be, frankly, extremely appropriate is that if we were able to buy the Myers property next door, the Myers property touches the state park across the road. The state park leads to the ocean. And if you were to make a J with your right hand in front of you, the tip of your thumb would be Ocean Song. The tip of your middle finger would be the ocean itself.
Wow.
So we would have a trail that connects the Cordham Trail on the ocean all the way up to the coastal ridge. And frankly, I believe it's truly one of the most spectacular landscapes anywhere in northern coastal California.
That sounds amazing. Excellent. Well, Craig, thank you so much for sharing that insight. Folks, if you want to learn more, you can go to landpaths.org. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.